Good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning.
Looking at the good a nonprofit can do, yeah?
And how it can inspire others in something more than just being able to have those nonprofits proliferate and do well. This goes to the heart of a lot of the conversations that we have about land. Now, we often hear that the loss of open space to private development is just a necessity of modern life. We also hear a familiar phrase in the nonprofit community about how one lead gift can inspire other donors. Both of those ideas come together in a program to reclaim private lands that were once parts of communities. It started with one land gift 18 months ago on Hawaii Island, which inspired another. Together, they became the Kohala Center's Aina Ho'i program and a potential model for other communities. Kohala Center President Kamana Beamer is on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I mean, this is a story that isn't just about the Kohala Center, but just looking at how we may be changing the way that we look at land. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. You know, in Hawaii, we have this incredible history of building abundance off of our lands and this incredible system that fed, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. And we're really, in the midst of global climate change and the issues that we're facing locally and globally, we're seeing a movement that is going to allow us to return abundance to these lands.
Just to put everybody else in the picture, this started with one lead gift about 18 months ago. How did that happen?
You know, we have an incredible benefactor, Mr. Jim Posner. He was living in our Kohala Waimea community, and he decided he wanted to gift his incredible, most beautiful pieces of aina that you'll find to a local nonprofit. And he found out about our work at the Kohala Center and our mission and saw the way that we were servicing our community, and he approached us. And it literally changed our perception of what could happen and what's real.
The interesting thing is that he approached you. You'd never really thought about this before.
No, to be honest, we didn't know that it could happen, that it would be a reality. Mr. Posner kind of had a vision for this piece of aina to return and service the community, and he approached us, and you know, we worked through all the legal issues and everything else there is in transferring land. But it's an incredible gift, and it really did spawn other efforts and other donors to hear about this incredible program, which is called Aina Ho'i.
After you had other donors join in, you began to formulate this as a whole program. Are other organizations looking to you to create a model that they might be able to replicate?
You know, we would love to help other communities find ways to, you know, there are some incredible work with them and to have lands be open and return to abundance. That's an incredible idea. And, the theme that we came up with to honor this gift and Mr. Posner was Aina Ho'i. It is indeed that which feeds us. We really envision these sites as sites for reflection.
I don't know whether we've just lost Kamana Beamer or not, but we seem to be having trouble with the phone line. We're going to try to get him back in a second there. But the idea that lands would be gifted to an organization, and not because the organization was seeking this, but because there may be a change in the way people are viewing their land and what it means to own something.
You do get the feeling from so many trends in the community that there has to be a change in the whole outlook that people have.
Well, that change may be evidence in what we're seeing here, but what that means for the state in general and whether there'll be other organizations that will be approached by other people too, because this is a little bit different than a land trust. I mean, and we're going to talk about that if we can get him back on the phone, looking at what that means for the communities and what this land will actually be used for, which may be very, very different from simply keeping big open space. Come on, are you there?
Yes, I am, Beth.
Oh,
thank
good.
You so much.
We were sorry to lose you, but as we were just talking about here while we were getting you back on the line, this looks very different from a land trust.
Yes, you know, we're building off of all that incredible work that's, you know, happened before us. But the real vision here for Aina Ho'i is to restore lands to abundance. And these will become sites for reflection on that which feeds us materially, spiritually, and culturally. And we allow us the opportunity to create transformational change in communities. So we'll be working hand in hand with communities to create abundance, to grow food, restore native food forests, restore sites for cultural practitioners. And it's an incredible opportunity and something that's really changing the way that we think about our island communities and the opportunities that surround us.
And changing the way that we regard productive lands.
Absolutely. I mean, like I had mentioned, we have this incredible history here in Hawaii about creating abundance on lands, and we need to be able to do that in the modern context. And the Kohala Center is working tirelessly to achieve that on these places, on these pieces of aina. And it, truthfully, they can become models for other places in Hawaii and in the world as to how we can work with community to restore our food systems and restore that community resilience.
What systems are you working on at the moment?
Oh, we have the Gifted Niulii is this incredible parcel off the coast above Keokea Beach Park. And it has this incredible hala grove called Nahala o Naue, this historical forest where navigators going between Maui and Hawaii Island, when they were lost, they could actually smell the hala grove.
Hmm.
And we're working on coming up with a plan to restore some of this hala. There haven't been a lot of coastal hala restoration projects, and we're in the midst of figuring out how to seed and how to restore this hala forest. At the same time as we're mapping out a native food forest system, restoring ulu and plants that fed and thrived in these areas on a similar ag parcel.
Well, often we talk about the need to feed ourselves, but very often that comes with sort of a preconception of what that food should be. What you're really talking about is a return to foods that used to grow here that somehow fell out of favor with a lot of people after contact.
You know, that's true. And we're seeing globally this movement towards agroecological products. If you think about the last 10 years, the emergence of chia, of quinoa, of acai, there's a global market that wants to eat products and consume products that are grown in ways that align with social justice and the environment. And these crops for us here in Hawaii happen to be those kanu crops, crops that fed, you know, an abundance of people here on our islands and that are uniquely situated to adjust for the changes that we'll have in climate here in Hawaii.
Well, we wish you all the best with it, and we'll be checking in with you to see how those crops are going and how those communities are reclaiming and using these parcels of lands and possibly others that may come along. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. Take care.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Dr. Kamana Beamer is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the Kohala Center. The independent community-based Center for Research, Conservation, and Education is based in Waimea on Hawaii Island, where several gifts of private land will be used for public purposes.